Everybody, welcome to the Hologram Radio Show. I am Cheryl Catherine Smith.
And I'm Ash Riot.
And we're Hologram.
We are Hologram, a band, a DJ duo. We just got back from doing a wedding fair. It was a nice day and there was lots of different, you know, people coming by to check out music and stuff like that.
It was hot.
It was so warm. It's so warm. We're having a bit of a heat wave.
A little bit of a heat wave.
I don't mind. I really like the heat, so I'm not upset about the heat here.
Except for when you can't do anything because you're so drained from the heat. You don't want to do anything. You just want to drink iced tea, snow cones, Slurpees.
That's because I'm a Californian.
at heart, you're a California girl. Today is Sunday, August the 10th. We are live. If you are listening to us on Sunday, August the 10th, we are indeed live, and we apologize profusely to our listeners for not being here 2 weeks ago. We had, for the first time in 3.5 years of doing this show, Ash and I actually forgot we were doing a radio show, and we're sitting around later Sunday evening going, oh my God, were we supposed to do a show today?
We actually really forgot about it.
So we thank Doug Newsom, our wonderful engineer, for bailing us out of that one and rerunning our very first show, actually. And we got a compliment from one of our friends, someone who's become a friend, Bob, on Twitter. First of all, he's going, aren't you having a show? and then he said that he enjoyed the first show, because I guess I don't even remember it so long ago. We played some live songs, didn't we? You played guitar and I did some singing, like a kind of an acoustic in your living room kind of set.
Yeah, it was really like
I don't even lo-fi. I was thinking after actually he said that he enjoyed it, I was thinking I should listen to it again. Yeah. Cuz I think in my memory when I'm thinking back, I probably didn't think I did very well. But I'm my own worst critic.
Yep, me too.
It's hard, you know, as an artist. I don't know about other artists. I have spoken actually to some, and they can't even watch themselves, like actors and whatnot.
No, I can't
either. They can't watch themselves on, and singers and whatnot. Well, I'm just like that. It's hard for me to watch myself sing on video or performance because I just look at myself and I go, why am I moving like that? Oh, yeah. My. I don't like the way
my
I
eyes
look
were
there.
Closed. Oh, my God. Yeah, I know.
Oh, no. I forgot a word. Oh. So it's about the judgment as opposed to the, hey, wow, I was expressing myself. I was connecting to the song. I was sharing something, going to that place of connection. I just go to that. Oh, I don't know. I think that's an old part of me. It's just naturally like, oh.
Yeah, I know.
I'm my own worst critic, and I think most artists are. Our show tonight is called The Power of the Full Moon. For those of you who don't already know, because I'm sure most of you do, it's all over the internet, on Facebook, on Twitter, on the social media sites. Even Huffington Post wrote about it. Today is the super moon. It's one of three super moons that we've had this summer. And I read an article that said it is the superest super moon. So today's moon is 30% brighter and 14% larger than all the other supermoons, than the regular full moon. And so there's a lot of power and energy in the full moon, and we can see that just because of the fact that it controls the tides. So we decided, because we're big full moon groupies, if you want to put it
full
that way.
Oh, my God.
I'm a full moon groupie, baby.
What is that, the sewer system of love?
Yeah, that was your old one. Now I'm a full moon groupie. So,
wow.
So
I'm gonna make you a shirt or a mug or something.
I think we should start t-shirts and we'll be selling them by the next show. How's that sound?
There you go.
Just, yeah. I'm a full moon groupie.
I'm a hologram and full moon groupie.
You're a hologram?
No, that's what the shirts can say. I'm a hologram and full moon groupie.
And then everybody will be coming up to you and touching you to see if you're flesh or a hologram.
That'd be kind of funny.
I think so, too. But I think our next run should be I found love. What about the sewer system? Oh, there are many,
many
pipes in the sewer system of love. That's an Ash Riot saying. So we'll have a t-shirt with that one, too.
Yeah.
All right, I think we got some good ideas here, Ash. I don't know.
Yeah.
You better get Richard Branson on the phone. And
I think that's probably what
maybe
we'll
he'll
do.
Support our t-shirt sure. empire.
Yeah, I'm game for that.
So we're talking about the full moon and me being a full moon groupie. And we're going to talk about how the full moon relates to us individually. And we're going to open the phone lines and ask you if, in fact, it does. I mean, some people, I think, are oblivious to the full moon. They just kind of, there's something that doesn't maybe feel right. You know, there's all that knowledge that people tend to get a bit crazy around full moons.
I think it's just, instead of crazy, it's just like everything's heightened, right?
I say so. Crazy.
Everything's heightened. So I think that's why the full moon's gotten a bit of a bad rap at times because, you know, crazies can get extra crazy.
Well, I don't think full moon deserves a bad rap because the full moon is pretty amazing. I think what it is that we don't know what to do with the energy. When we're not directly connecting to it, most of us don't know what to do with the energy.
Mm-hmm.
It affects us. And when we're hypersensitive to energy, mm-hmm. then normally it's almost a dialogue where we're not feeling comfortable and we don't know why. And we go immediately to that something must be wrong place as
yeah.
opposed to maybe this is a good thing place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say crazy, because I think a lot of people tend to kind of take the energy and use it almost like it's uncontrolled.
Well, a lot of things are painted with the wrong brush.
Oh, like what?
Well, even look at, like, you know, Supernatural, the show. It's like, you know, they're all things metaphysical or automatically dark.
Well, that's another reason why I don't like most metaphysical shows, because they're not showing.
I love Supernatural, though.
Well, it's for its entertainment value, but if you take shows like that that are basically saying that everything from the supernatural world, everything from, you know, things that we don't understand, things that we don't see with our eyes, is dark. And it's all about fear again. So I'm very much against that. It's kind of like it's repeating something, an old belief system that doesn't serve us anymore. Because the supernatural is amazing, and it's filled with light. And there's a lot of really great things happening in the supernatural world. It's not about evil and dark and afraid.
Or the unknown is automatically scary.
To be fair, feared. So the same thing we're saying about the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of embracing the energy of the moon as opposed to either ignoring it. Because the fact is you can't really ignore it.
What? Yeah. Oh, a Twitter feed came up and I didn't know if it was.
Oh, look,
we got a Twitter person.
Got a Twitter person.
We got a Twitter replier. I interrupted you, but I'm real good at that.
Yeah, and picking your hairs while you're talking on the radio and distracting me.
So, okay, good. We're live, so.
I know we are.
So great. Won't forgive you for that one. So read from Bob.
I'm not. Where's your phone?
I don't have. Mine didn't light up.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't know if he had a question for us.
Let's just see.
Trader Bob, he's one of our faithful listeners.
And our guitar player from when we're on the Letterman show.
Yeah.
All right. It's taking me a while.
Everyone's going to be like, when are you on the show? Yeah, so
ask
we're...
spirit.
We spent some time this morning before we actually had to go to work and just sat in the energy of the full moon and really kind of tried to just feel some of the pull of it, because, you know, I'm definitely a firm believer that, you know, energy is everywhere. So, I mean, obviously, you know, wives' tales in a way can for sure have some truth to them. Not superstition, but just, you know, things that are passed down, just like cliches are cliches for a reason, because they're often true. And I don't know, I just really felt that that things are really in motion, and that's what I kept getting from
The full moon?
From the energy, and yeah, that things are really flowing. Things are, like, you know when you feel just stagnant and things just feel overdone? Well, things are feeling new, not overdone, like exciting.
Definitely things are percolating, bubbling, mm-hmm. getting ready to emerge. And all of nature is part of that. Mm-hmm. It's not just our own consciousness as human beings. We think we're so great and fantastic and above all things, but in fact, we're not. That's my opinion. And I think a lot of other people's opinions too. I think it's really sad how much we negate the animal kingdom mm-hmm. and how vitally important not only the animal kingdom is to our well-being, but also the natural world, nature. Trees, and that's why we say kiss trees. We're big on connecting with nature, and again, it's kind of going back to our roots. Now we think about us as humankind, and for the centuries and the millennium that we have been existing, and back when we first started, as far as we can go back to oral traditions and also historical manifestations and representation, when we actually dig these certain things up about societies and learn about the cultures of the past. And a big part was the full moon and honoring not only the full moon but also the sun. Egyptian culture, for example, was big on the sky mm-hmm. and big on the stars, the moon,
yeah,
and extremely wise. We're coming to know. We sort of look at ancient cultures as if they were nice little ancient culture. Oh, like a little dog, you know. Yeah. Oh, nice little ancient culture. You know, thank you for trying. You know, here we are. We're the technological wizards of our age. And I think it's, in fact, the opposite. I believe that the past had a lot of connection to supernatural mm-hmm. and, as a result, had a lot of wisdom that many of us have forgotten in our current times, because we've kind of succumbed to that which we can see as opposed to that which we cannot see, thinking that we can trust our eyes implicitly. We can't trust our hearts. And most of us in the planetary shift in the consciousness is definitely going more and more towards understanding that we can actually have faith and trust in the mm-hmm. unseen, because the unseen is actually can be seen, but we've just forgotten how to see it.
That's exactly it.
And so the full moon, there's pagan rituals, there's all sorts of ancient rituals around the full moon. And many current religions or philosophies have even adopted them. I know the Wiccans are big on the Sabbats and also the full moon and ritual. And there's a lot of really great rituals. If you were to go on the internet, if you want to have a personal experience and relationship to the energy of the moon, I would strongly suggest that you start with a meditation and as well as a personal ritual. And I've been doing full moon rituals consistently for many years. I first started actually because I was involved with a women's group, and our aim was to expand our consciousness. So we were practicing our psychic gifts. We were in prayer a lot. We were celebrating each other's lives in sharing. And we were working with the elements. And one of the things that I was exposed to as a result of this women's group was the idea of goddess ritual, moon ritual. And so I started my first exposure to ritual around the moon was with a group of women under the moon and having our own special time with it. And then I started to go off on my own, because this is really funny. You're gonna laugh. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready to laugh?
Yeah.
I'm ready. Gonna say something.
I'm ready.
I remember going to a ladies' luncheon mm-hmm. with our friend Reverend Barb. It was for her birthday, and it was a group of like-minded women, and there were just a bunch of great women from the ages of 30 to 80.
Wow.
And so it was a lot of fun. And then the woman who was the host of our luncheon started to explain how she would do her full moon ritual. and she was saying how she would dance in her yard naked because she couldn't be seen. It's such a way that she couldn't be seen. She was covered with hedges or something, and so she felt free. And I remember thinking, wow, like she was probably about 58, 60 years old. And I was going, this is pretty cool that you actually dance under a full moon naked. Now, that, of course, is going back to times really of paganism, where, and it's called being sky clad. It's when, you know, part of ritual was dancing naked under the moon. And just there's nothing impeding you. There's nothing impeding your connection. There's no shame in your nakedness. It's just, you know, going back as naturally as you can to connecting with the earth and with the moon and with the sky. Mm-hmm. So I thought, if she can do it, maybe I can. So I actually became a part of my personal moon ritual. Now, I personally didn't have hedges hiding me, so I had to be very discreet. I'd go to my backyard, and I had a fence all around, but it was very open to the neighbors. So I made sure, first of all, that it was like 3 a.m, so that it was highly unlikely that anybody would be up or around. And I went to the corner of my yard, and all I wore was some boots. And I wore a robe outside, and then I just
you're going to be getting tons of people. We're going to get tons of callers now.
Yeah, I'm just saying, this is part of my own evolution to just being open and free to this and being open-minded. So I just would wear my robe out. Then I would drop it, do my dance, making sure that, you know, I was dancing, but it's, you know, kind of hard when you're in the city and you're looking around to see if anybody's watching. Mm-hmm. But I remember those times as being really, really magical for me. Mm-hmm. And I was refreshed, and I felt empowered, and I felt definitely blessed. And so for any of you listening, if you can, give it a go. Try your ritual and being naked dancing under the moon is part of it. It's extremely freeing.
Cool.
Really freeing. Have you ever danced naked under the moon?
She's just talking too much today. No, I haven't.
Well, I think you should try it.
I'm good. So anyway,
it's not only for women. Men can dance naked under the moon, too.
All of you who are interested in that, go for it.
Well, I'm just saying.
I think it's great.
It's about being open-minded to new things that otherwise we wouldn't be. I think that's part of our spiritual evolution, is getting out of our ruts. And that was me getting out of a rut.
That's great. I think it's good.
So now I practice regularly. Ash and I actually do a lot of full moon rituals together. Mm-hmm. We've done them with women friends. And they're powerful. And they have meaning. And it's a way of connecting to the essence of who we are. It's going way back in time to the roots of ourselves. And it's pretty powerful in and of itself in that way.
It's very powerful.
Yeah. So we like to do different rituals, and we like to focus on welcoming the moon, the energy of the moon. I did a meditation today around it. And so we welcome callers to share their own full moon stories. If you have ritual that you want to share with our listeners, if you even don't even believe in it, you're welcome to phone.
Yeah, call us. I mean, anything. Just come sit, call,
it's about
say
being
hi.
Open-minded to all things, and everyone has a viewpoint. And everyone has an experience to share. So who are we to say no to it?
We are not saying no to it.
So the what you saw, the Twitter thing, that was just a retweet.
Oh, a retweet. Yeah. Retweet.
It wasn't a question.
Well, Trader Bob, if you feel like
dancing naked in the moonlight, then make sure you let us know.
Tweet us a question. We'll be glad to answer it. Anyone, actually. We're going to just keep talking about...
I guess it's really scary now to do things like that because of just the quickness of, you know, having a phone with you and taking a photograph, and suddenly you're all over the internet, your naked body that you didn't give permission.
Well, what did I see? I saw the other day someone was raising money, I guess, for some breast cancer group, but it was a naked roller coaster ride. And everyone was on one of those roller coasters where you dangle, like your feet dangle, like an inverted roller coaster. And it was all naked, just seeing these shoes. It was funny. I don't even remember where I saw it, but it was like a LinkedIn. I think it was Facebook, and it was just hilarious.
So one of the things I wanted to share with people about this full moon and the magic of the moon and the energy of the moon And you'll see this when you're looking into researching what people are focusing on with regard to their full moon rituals, is letting go of things that do not serve you. Mm-hmm. So part of our ritual today was to inscribe that in one word, something in our own lives that isn't serving us. Give you an example. It could be a worry. It could be hatred. It could be jealousy. It could be distrust. Whatever it is that you're feeling you're going through right now, we inscribed it on a floating candle and then let it float in the water and burn until it was done, and allow the moon and the energy of the moon and the light of the moon to help it along to being no longer a part of our reality.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the full moon rituals are around, what is it that you wish to let go? What is it that you wish to illuminate? Wiccans use the full moon to enhance their, I don't even like the word spells, but that's pretty much what it is. Their intention. Yeah, let's just say that, because it's much better than spell. And I know this is just a personal thing. It's nothing, no slight against any Wiccan or anything, but it can actually act as a magnifier and an acceleration of your intention.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really powerful when you are meditating on something that you desire, something that you wish to come to pass. It's still very powerful now. Here in Vancouver, it was at its fullest just after 11 this morning. But what the sites all over the internet are saying, that it's best to view tonight just mm-hmm. after this show, pretty much, when the sun sets.
Mm-hmm.
So go and try and find the moon wherever you are, and just take a look at that beautiful superest supermoon,
because
and
it
focus
is
on that which you wish to either manifest or let go of.
It is very intense, too. Like, I was reading when I was just looking about the full moon on the internet, like this moon. I was reading a whole bunch of things about, you know, scientists and saying, well, you know, all this full moon mumbo jumbo. And you know what I mean? Even if somebody doesn't believe in actual energy, you know, being palpable or whatever, it is scientifically proven that energy is real. So that's scientifically proven. That it can't die. So why is it so hard? Why is it so hard scientifically to understand the energy of the full moon is a little bit more powerful?
But I know what you're saying, but to me, it's so obvious that the moon has power, and it's exemplified by
the
tides.
That's what I was saying. I agree with
that as well.
The
fact that the moon can affect the tides of the oceans.
I completely agree.
Do we think that we're not being affected by that same energy? I mean, I think it's ignorant on our part to think that we're not, or to kind of just relegate it to this kind of weird superstition. Oh yeah, it's a full moon. Everybody's crazy. Ha 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 ha. But not really mm-hmm. even understanding why is it that we perceive that everyone is crazy around this time. I was telling somebody today, I was relating my experiences. I worked last weekend, and I worked this weekend, and last weekend was flawless and seamless. People were in a fantastic mood. I can't say enough about how great my night went with a variety of people. It was fantastic. And then last night, with the onset of this superest supermoon, it was so different. And it was almost as if I could see that people were being affected by something they didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy was different, and the way that people behaved was significantly different,
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily better. some of it was a little more
coming on strong.
Yeah, coming on strong. I would say coming out sideways. Mm-hmm. When we're affected by things, and usually there's a root to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes our behavior is something that can be seen as coming out sideways. It's not directly related to that which is triggering us, but it's an effect.
Definitely.
We're being affected. And that's what I was seeing last night. And the huge difference, it was like black and white
mm-hmm.
within 1 week.
Oh, yeah. And I've definitely, you know what, that's happened to me when doesn't have anything to do with the full moon, but it's also happened to me when it's just like, I remember even DJing on full moons and stuff like that. And it was almost as if there was just a bit too much energy and people were just taking it to a place that was more destructive. And I think that that has to do actually a little bit with the alcohol. But, you know, I mean, that could even be amped up, right? The energy of the alcohol.
Yeah, so. Alcohol and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So, what else?
I was actually just looking at a picture of the full moon. I don't know. I've been feeling lately that people, like, you know how people kind of get signs or something from the universe, they say, like, with numbers and things like that, that I think that people really want... I see a lot of people wanting to believe in this kind of energy or energetic shifts, but I don't really see people truly spending time on it. I think they're just, oh, you know, I'm going to read my horoscope and really want this because I like it, so I want this to come true. Or, you know, I just don't feel that people are interested in investing themselves and actually believing something, whereas they just like it if they it existed.
So, in other words, you have to work at it.
Yeah.
It's like exercise. I mean, you're not going to lose the weight. You're not going to get the muscle mass.
Yeah.
You're not going to get the better quality of breath unless you actually do the work.
Right.
It's the same thing with this metaphysical. You're not going to get to it unless you do the
work. You're not going to be at peace with it until you understand it a bit more.
Well, but it's an investment.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just sort of, I like this saying that someone told me once, is you can't go in the closet and sit in there and pray and hope that God's going to slip pancakes under your door. You got to get out of the closet and you've got to take action. And the same goes with any kind of metaphysical experience, which you connect to your sixth sensory self.
Definitely.
You need to do the work. Now, automatically, one thing that's great about Ash, she's a music teacher, for those of you who know her. She doesn't call it work. She calls it fun.
Fun work.
For her students, right? Don't call it homework. Call it fun work. So then even the changing of that one word, suddenly it's a positive as opposed to a negative.
Exactly. It's something you want to do.
And I think the same holds true with metaphysical and sixth sensory work. It's not really work, because the fact is that when we show up and we're willing and we're open, we've done most of the work right there.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like a meditation.
Well, it's just about being willing, because spirit takes us the rest of the way. And you're talking about signs.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are a multitude of signs that will help you. Once you open up, you will start to recognize the guidance in your life. And part of the work, the fun work in the metaphysical world and the connection, is doing things like dancing naked in the moonlight. I mean, you don't have to do that. I did it. It helped. Mm-hmm. It got me someplace. Now, it's being open to new things, being open to opening yourself to animals, opening yourself to nature, opening yourself to the skies, to the ocean, the power of water, opening yourself. One of the biggest things that I've done lately is go back to meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And meditation, I used to meditate regularly for a long time, and it was one of my best parts of my day would be my meditation. Because I seriously went on these amazing, amazing journeys, and I can't even equate it to anything palpable or tangible other than saying, for those of you who've done it and have gone to that place, it's like, it's kind of like when you talk about runner's high, when you've been running for a while and you break that wall and you get the runner's high. Well, I was getting that in meditation. I was getting the meditation high, and it was cool. It was phenomenal. And then I dropped it. Whatever, life got in the way. I got busy, that word that I don't like to use. And it didn't become a habit anymore. And I've been, for months and months, I've been hearing the direct guidance that I'm supposed to return to meditation. And, you know, I will. Tomorrow. It's always tomorrow. And finally, on Facebook, I saw this, I don't know if it was even an advertisement or if I saw it through a friend of my Facebook pal or whatever. It was indirect. It was a meditation kickstart, 7 days, right? 15 minutes a day, join up and be accountable. And I just made myself do it because I knew that if I did that, the accountability would get me on this, on would board, start yeah. me. And it was definitely a kickstart. And that was 4 weeks ago. So for the last 4 weeks, I've been meditating daily, and it has been profoundly effective for me. So I remember why it is that I needed to do this. And that's part of my spiritual work. And I put work in quote marks because it's not work. Mm-hmm. It's just making time for new habits that are benefiting us, connecting us to source, connecting to the highest part of ourselves, where the answers lie, because all of our answers are truly within us. They're mm-hmm. not outside of ourselves. And we forget that. All of us forget that. So it's also helped just the way I see life. I feel like I've gone back to, I'm closer to that which I truly am.
That's good.
And I think that's why meditation, I had a friend of ours, Don Hose, who's done our show. And if you look back, I'm going to have to, you know, mark it. Mm-hmm. He did a show. He's a huge, huge proponent of meditation. And that's his work. He teaches workshops and all sorts of things. And we're going to have him back for a second show because we couldn't even get finished. But he said, he posted on his page, you know, meditation is medication.
That's true.
And I agree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And when we do things like full moon ritual and focus on the energy of the moon, that is in itself a meditation, a kind of meditation.
Yeah, I agree fully.
So many of us are so busy that we think we have to do. Mm-hmm. And so much more gets done when mm-hmm. we give ourselves that time to just be.
Exactly. Exactly, when you don't feel like you have to be doing something. And that's what I'm guilty of. Like, I don't really have a lot of time to just, like, do something. It's always, okay, well, I gotta go. I gotta drive to work. And then I gotta drive back to work. And then I gotta drive to work. And so I don't really have
sometimes a lot. It feels that we're stuck in this kind of rat race, you know, and this is this kind of loop, this hamster wheel of having to exist, having to, you know, be okay with being alive here to look after ourselves.
And not feeling guilty either. Like, if you do take a break and you do stop and listen, like, you know, it would be marvelous if, you know, once a week everybody had one day, but that doesn't normally happen because a lot of times, you know, people are working Monday to Friday, or some people work Monday to Sunday, and we don't have the time to even have that one day. But I don't know. I really think that more credit should be given to being still.
Definitely. And so, as I said, part of being still is connecting to the elements around us that help us be still. And when we actually are still with these elements, like the moon, mm-hmm. how we can actually have some kind of a experience with it.
Exactly. And like you're saying about the meditation, like as soon as you kind of get on board, you realize that, you know, why you were hearing that you had to go back to meditation.
Definitely. The directive, the guidance that I heard.
It's because the reason why meditation is important, it's like you almost liken it to going on a cruise or something, or like a holiday, and you just get to relax and you don't have to think about it. You're not even going to think about what you're going to eat necessarily, right? Or you don't have to think about going shopping or like going on like an all-inclusive to like a Mexico or something. You just don't do anything. And in those moments, you go, okay, that's, you know, what I'd kill for. But you can have that every day in a way, even if it's 20-minute meditation. You don't have to worry about anything in those 20 minutes. Even if it takes you 10 minutes to actually get to that place, then set the timer for 30 minutes. So you at least have 20 minutes away.
But even, you know, not to get discouraged, even if it takes you 10 minutes to get there in 11-minute meditation, still do it.
Yeah, of course.
Because the next time it'll take you 8 minutes, then it'll take you 6 minutes, yeah. Then it'll take you 4 minutes. Like,
and you'll just,
it, you know, this is the thing which most people say that why they don't meditate is they can't turn off their voice, their mm-hmm. internal chatter, their mind, the worry, you know, lying there and suddenly you're thinking, oh, I got to pick up the kids at school tomorrow, or did I, you know, take that dress to the dry cleaner, or what am I going to make for dinner? So the main thing is just allowing these thoughts and not giving them any kind of a judgment, just kind of, you know, hello,
like
thought.
There was a thought, goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye, thought. I'm meditating. And you get to a point, it's like exercise, you get to a point. And this is the same thing with ritual and with connecting to the moon, connecting to the elements, connecting, mm-hmm. you know, earth, air, fire, water. Just having a connection to all of the elements. And then once you have the connection, you see your relationship to it mm-hmm. and to them. Because we think of all these things as separate from us. We think that the moon is separate, the dolphin is separate, the tree is separate. And when we think of them as separate, we don't truly connect to them at all. It's kind of like they're just furniture in our experience. But when we actually start connecting to each of these things, all of the things around us, it's no longer furniture.
Yep.
It's like an extension of ourselves. And that's where love resides, because why would we want to cause harm to something that's an extension of ourselves? It's like telling a mother that she should hurt her child.
Exactly.
It's unthinkable. Well, why can't we have that same understanding and love connection with all things? And that's where I think the future of the earth in terms of its own salvation lies, is within our own understanding of how we interconnect and not falling prey to the illusion. And we talk about this in the fusion. And in the bridge, I say, we live in a world of illusion. It serves us, but it does serve us because, you know, it's like we've kind of come to this place to sort of, oh, let's try being an individual. You know, this is cool. I like being able to make my own decisions. And I like being able to make my own choices. But we're coming to, again, to understand that it's not so much about separation as is about the collective. All right, you probably heard my phone.
Yeah, we finally, here's a Twitter. Mom did say something on Twitter.
So this is it. Me naked under the moon.
Equals neighbors
with torches and pitchforks.
Neighbors with torches and pitchforks, so.
Well, I don't know, Bob. I think that, you know, you can find yourself a little corner like I did and find yourself a time when most people are well in their, you know, sleeping in their slumber, doing the REM thing. And just do it. Pitchforks. That's funny. And torches.
Pitchforks and torches.
They're going to think you're what?
A warlock.
A warlock. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. We're in trouble.
Why is that man dancing?
Mommy, why is he naked? Anyways, it's not because it's bizarre or it's crazy or it's any kind of connection to any kind of religion. It's just an experience. And it's just an experience to get a greater understanding and connection to the moon. And it certainly serves for that. So if you ever get a chance, Bob, try it. I'm sure no pitchforks and torches will be coming your way. Maybe cameras. Watch out for those iPhones.
Yeah, watch out for
click,
the phones.
Click, click,
how fast they click.
When you see flashes, then you know, uh-oh.
I know. It's so funny because sometimes, if like in the past, I'd be going to the States with my parents or something because we have a cabin down there. And some of you know. And, you know, sometimes we'd stop at Walmart, you know. And it's evil as Walmart is.
Yes, it is evil, and I don't shop there.
Yeah. And so anyway.
It's evil.
So anyway, everything's pretty much evil as far as corporations go. But
some are more evil than others.
But what's funny is in Walmart, you know, I can see sometimes, you know, I can see the evolvement of the Walmartians website because people are actually with their, you know, smartphones taking pictures of different people. And I'm like, I wonder if that's good. I haven't seen any that I've, you know, seen people take pictures of. But seriously, I mean, you never know when that camera's coming out. I'm glad that I've never been on the website.
That you know of.
Yeah. Well, I haven't worn...
Your sex tape hasn't been discovered, right?
I haven't worn anything weird, and I haven't, so I'm good.
Well, that's what you think.
Yeah, exactly.
What's not so weird to you might be completely weird to another.
Well, you see those people with, like, you know, their hair is so long, they've braided it and made it into an outfit, like, so they don't have to buy clothes, like... That's
isn't
special.
Isn't that Eve?
And, you know, I just can't believe it.
What's Eve doing around, you know? How long ago was she supposed to be here? 10, 15, 20,000 years ago? What is she doing at Walmart?
No one knows. Eating, buying apples.
Buying apples? Yeah, by the caseload.
Yeah.
Because she's wicked.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but not as wicked as Walmart.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to have that. I don't even remember the owners of Walmart. I just think they're ridiculous. Anyways, I'm not even going to go on. That's a whole other show. I purposely don't shop there because of their the way they do their business and how others suffer for their gain. Not a big Walmart fan. No. And I'd rather pay more money than support them. I'd rather pay more money at a mom-and-pop business than support them. Or, you know, a smaller, less evil corporation.
Good point.
That's my point.
I like your point.
And I'm sticking with it.
That sounds good. So, yeah, if anybody else has anything that they, you know, if people are just listening tonight, that's awesome. If you feel like calling in, call in. 888-627-6008. I remembered that.
Wow.
I was just trying to see if I remembered that. And I was like, oh, I'm just saying it. In my head as I'm saying that,
Say it again.
888-627-6008.
There you go. Call that number and you can be on our show.
I memorized it. Did you hear me do that?
I just did. I'm amazed.
I'm kind of a big deal.
You are kind of a big deal. Yeah. You're a very big deal.
6008.
That's the but you got to give the rest. That's not going to help them. Yeah, press 6008.
888-627-6008. Go for it. Have some fun. Call us for some free things and some advice. We'll be like your Dr. Laura from Non-Hell. So call us anytime.
We'll be the opposite of Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
She creeps me out.
She creeps me out.
I remember
out.
The first time I heard of her, I was eating, my best friend Casey made Caesar salad, and Dr. Laura or something, I just couldn't believe her. I guess her mom was listening to her on the radio, and what I was hearing was such crazy crap. I was 13, and I was laughing so hard that milk just came out of my nose, and it was just pouring, like, it was like a faucet. Nothing's ever happened to me like that before in my life, but I was so embarrassed because her family was over. So, yeah.
And you were reacting to Dr. Laura with milk coming out of your mouth?
What is this shit? And I just, yeah.
Yeah, I'll never forget. I heard a show and she was talking to a woman that was having trouble with her mother. Mm-hmm. And she just comes out and she goes, "Your mother's a slut." I'm like, what? Did you really just say that on the radio to this woman? How horrible. Another no-no person is Ann Coulter. Oh, my God. Anyways, we're speaking our mind very boldly about, you know, the thing is I think it's important. There are people, and I'm going to talk about women specifically because I do think that women have an immense amount of power, mm-hmm. and have been underutilized, and that's part of this shift. You're going to see more and more women in power. And so I look at other women who have been given these gifts of being able to use their voice, mm-hmm. and when they're using it, For like what I see is idiocy and destruction and darkness and hurting and harm. I mean, forget that. I'm the first to say you should not be given the right to talk to people.
Speaking of, I just got a text from my mom that she her input for the show tonight, since she's away, she said that she was going to get a table. And so she said, "Great show, but thank you for not spilling the beans about me dancing nude." So
your mom did it?
No, I've never heard of it.
Well, hey, Janice, we have more in common now.
Yeah,
even more. That's
Ash's
cool.
Mom, we can't play the show tonight, but we can't play our song tonight, but we will next time.
Well, that's good. That's really cool. If your mom actually has danced naked under the moon, I even have more respect for her.
Yeah, I don't know.
Than I already do. I have a great amount of respect for your mother. She's a wonderful woman. Very loving, very kind, very generous.
I'm right there with you for your mom.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're just being nice to each other on the air.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
It's all fake. Wait till we're not on the air and it all comes out.
Yeah. Speaking of whoever wants, speaking of the full moon, I'm going to be extra generous. If somebody in Vancouver is listening to this show, which I'm sure you are, and you can tell me where in all of Vancouver, which 7-Eleven has the bubblegum Slurpees, I will give you a free Ash Riot CD. And I will also give you a free music lesson. So tell
That's
me where
damn
the
good.
Where the heck I can get the bubblegum Slurpees. It's August already. Usually I start drinking them in June. So do your research and find me some bubblegum Slurpees.
Yeah, and just email.
Yeah.
Tell them where to email you with that information so you can send them your Riot CD.
They're the best.
CD.
They're the reason summer exists. It's like a light blue color, and they're the best things ever. I would even just drink them all winter if they had them.
Wow.
But I don't really like sugar that much. So, you know, whatever. They're good enough to not care. So whoever knows, just tell me.
I think it's especially wonderful if you can drink a bubblegum Slurpee under the light of a super full moon.
Exactly.
So maybe you'll get this information within the next hour and a quarter.
And then we can take a long drive to, like, Deep Cove.
Go get that bubblegum Slurpee. You know, it's all about priorities.
Agreed.
Agreed. Did you want to share anything about your full moon experiences?
No.
I've been doing most of the talking here.
Well, I just think, like I told you, it's too, I see it all over Facebook, and it just kind of pisses me off that so many people aren't open. And that's fine, because it probably pisses people off that we're too open. But I don't know. I just think, really, how hard is it to just expand your mind a little bit and just for the heck of it, just try and feel some energy rather than just dismiss it. I don't know. I'm just feeling led to share that.
It's wonderful. Be open.
Be open.
Nobody ever was hurt by being open.
We have said the word shit, slut, etc. all on this radio show today. We have swore.
We didn't say fuck.
Well, yes, we did now. So whoever is...
We're rebels.
Hopefully we're not in trouble from BBS for swearing. We love Doug. But anyway, we are being open-minded. That is exactly what we're doing. So any of you who feel like, you know, just talking about the full moon, anyone, don't talk to us. We're not making you. Call your friend.
Or talk to the full moon.
Talk to the full moon.
There you go. Your first ritual.
It might be very fun.
Yeah. You can even do it with your clothes on.
Yeah, do it with your clothes on and, you know, just pretend you're naked.
Wear flesh-colored outfit.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Just don't wear shoes. That'll be, there's your nakedness right there.
Yeah.
Sleeveless tops and no shoes.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm just really happy that the full moon exists and that we get to be a part of it.
Yeah, and I'm very grateful
for
the monthly rituals.
And also, here's a big part of the full moon, is like music. I think that if you really like can find music that makes you feel, I don't know, jazzed about something, it's really good to help connect to other things.
Well, definitely, if you want to make music a part of your experience with ritual, whether it's with the full moon or with any kind of a ritual, or your meditation, yeah, definitely music is a big helper. It's definitely can help take you to that place quite quickly. But the fastest way to get to that altered consciousness mm-hmm. is this simple. Close your eyes.
That's true.
There you go. As soon as you close your eyes, there you are.
Yep.
You're in an altered state.
Exactly.
So that's
as soon
the
as
beginning.
You close them. That's
yeah.
true. Like as soon as you give up your, you know, need to be alert and see, you start seeing with other than your eyes.
That is correct.
And that's pretty
with
fun.
Your third eye.
So anything that else that you want to mention to people about, you know, how you feel about the moon and why you think it's so full of energy? Not just tides, not just like...
How it affects you.
Yeah.
How it affects others, how it affects the planet.
Yeah.
How it can serve, how it can help.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right?
Like, obviously, like I said, studies have shown... Many studies have shown millions of things, but I really feel that there's going to be like a real shift coming where people don't really need as much proof.
Yeah.
It's just going to be...
Yeah. Well, the proof is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think it is what we see and value as proof right now is going to be dramatically altered.
Exactly.
Our ways of seeing will mm-hmm. be dramatically altered, and we will be understanding more than we ever
exactly.
have.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's a really great thing, and that's something to be excited about and something to stick around for.
Yeah.
And even if you haven't called in, we thank you for listening, and what we would like to do, like any of our shows, is even if it is just a launching pad for you to think, for you to talk, have a dialogue with others about, because we really are in all of this together, and we mm-hmm. may not have met you personally, but we know you on an energetic level, and you know us, and we're grateful, and we send you our love and our highest hopes and wishes for you, and we're going to leave you today with our whole song of Spun Sun, because basically this song, it's our intro song. It's something we recorded, I guess, now almost 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the premise of it is this Spun Sun, just say Spun Moon, whatever. It's about,
it was about 3 years ago.
About 3 years ago. It's about all of it, all of us, all of this, all of it together.
We released it in 2012, though. So
there you go.
Yeah, so
2 years.
It's not that old.
So here's Hologram Song, Spun Sun. Ash is playing on it. She rocks. I'm singing. We love you. Kiss a tree.
Kiss a tree. Happy full moon. Enjoy the song. Enjoy your night.
And go look at the moon and just be in awe.
We'll be live in 2 weeks. Thanks. Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night. From the spun sun of